On Saturday, the sale barn at J&J Livestock Auctions in Texarkana was bursting with cattle. The barn attracts cattle sellers from about a 100-mile radius of the Twin Cities, and buyers from all over the country come to fetch the best prices. And lately, cattle prices have been pretty reasonable, says Roger McDaniel, a self-employed cattle raiser from Oklahoma.
We're depleted for roughage, and people are hunting hay, and when they run out of feed grass, they're taking them to the market.
Now, do you notice that the prices are cheaper right now?
They have been cheaper, and they have been on the decline, but I think as we go, we're selling more and more cows. They're going to increase the market later on, and cattle get higher.
Why do you think that?
Because of numbers. There'll be less of them there.
A quick walk through the livestock barn tells the story. Joe Dawson is a ringman at the auction.
There's some calves right here that need to be on their mamas. The little calves weigh 100, 125 pounds. The folks are out of grass. And the cows, it goes to pulling the cows down. So they're bringing those little bitty calves in. These calves should normally be sold in October and November, weighing 450 pounds. Now they weigh 100, 150, 200 pounds. The folks should pull them off their mamas because the mamas can't give enough milk to maintain themselves.
On average, Dawson says, the barn holds about 3,000 cattle, but this summer the barn is near capacity.
And if we don't get some rain where the farmers will back off bringing the cattle, and they're not bringing them because they want to sell them, because they should be bringing more money. They're still bringing a good price, but they're not bringing what they should.
As a result, Dawson projects the price of cattle will go up in coming months.
There's not going to be any replacement cows. There's not going to be hardly any cows to go back to country. They're going to be sky high.
Cattle raisers are not the only ones suffering from lack of rain and high temperatures in the region. Many farmers are bringing in lower yields. Rusty Pendergraft is the county executive director for the Miller County Farm Service Agency in Texarkana. Among other things, the agency administers emergency aid and conservation programs in the area.
Crops are taking a beating right now. Your corn crop, they're already in the harvesting process right now. It started actually earlier, probably about 2 weeks earlier than we normally start harvest for corn. But because of the heat, it's dried it down quick enough. And the yields that I'm hearing, they're running anywhere from 30 to 40% less than what they were expected to be.
Pendergraft, who is a partner in a 7,000-acre row crop operation, also owns a small herd of cattle in Hempstead County, Arkansas. He says he's noticed an uptick in calls about the Farm Service Agency's emergency feeding program.
The government only allows you to get 3 months. We've been in this severe drought since last December almost, and so most of everybody that had made application, we've already paid them their 3 months, and now they're still needing more. That hurts the cattle farmer because when they need it most, the government's not really there at that time.
And with the high temperatures, irrigation may not offer much relief, says Doug Petty, County Extension Agent, Staff Chair for Miller County.
100-degree weather affects crops in a bad way. They can't pollinate right, can't hardly take in enough moisture. So we have problems anytime the temperature's high and it doesn't have any moisture. That's a double whammy on it. It can't recover.
In the meantime, Petty says the drought may have further-reaching implications for the economy.
When farmers don't have any income, they can't buy tractors, they don't buy anything. It really hurts long range. As far as food prices and things, you probably won't see a lot of it real quickly. We'll probably get some cheaper beef for just a little bit because everybody's going to be selling their cattle. But when you sell your cattle, you don't have anything for next year to raise more cattle with. Next year, probably the prices on beef are really going to go up, especially since there's not going to be much grain to feed them, and it's just a real volatile situation.
In Texarkana, I'm Sabrina McCormick.